Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a mother-daughter knitting production. This is episode 68 and has been sponsored by Abstract Fiber, Pearlescence Yarns, and Varena Knitting. This week's segments include
Events,
On the Needles,
Mother Knows Best,
A Contest,
When Knitting Attacks,
and Reviews.
Come on, let's chat.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you're a repeat listener, welcome back.
Let's kick it off with talking about some upcoming events, one that we're canceling and one that we are attending. Why don't you start?
Yeah, I was really looking forward to going to Pacific Quilt International. I mangled that.
PIQF, Pacific PIQF. International.
Pacific International Quilt Fest.
That's the one.
And I'm not going.
Why don't you tell them why we're not going?
Because we're going to Rhinebeck.
Yay! Not only are we going to Rhinebeck, but we also wrangled someone else who we're very fond of to attend with us. Why don't you tell everyone how we ended up going to Rhinebeck? Since it was your masterminded plan.
You really wanted to go and I said, let's go?
Okay, sort of. So Mom basically lit a fire under me to actually figure, because the reason we weren't going to go was because I looked at it and went, well, we're going to have to pay for plane tickets and a hotel and it's going to be so expensive, blah, blah, blah.
We don't talk about money on the show, lovey.
No, we don't. But the whole thing is that I kind of balked because we just got back from Sock Summit and, you know.
You're out of room to put extra stash. That's the problem.
I made extra room and we're going to talk about that later, but So anyway, so Mom said, we'll figure out how much it's going to cost, and then we'll figure out if we're going to go or not. And I found incredibly reasonable flights, which are going to be an adventure, because part of the incredibly pricedness is that we will be changing flights two or three times.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried, because when I flew to San Diego for my 30th high school reunion, the plane looked more like a paper airplane with a motor attached than an honest-to-goodness aircraft.
That's okay. It'll be an adventure.
Yeah, we decided it's going to be an adventure, and the 15 layovers are also going to be part of the adventure.
They will be, and we're touching down in all sorts of interesting places, some of which I've never been before, but that's okay. I think touching down sort of counts. But while we did all of our planning in the morning, one of the days this week, and I said, okay, it's official, we're going, and we tweeted about it. I don't know how to conjugate that, but anyway. So we announced that we were going, and Megan from Stitch It was like, oh, I'm so jealous. And I said, oh, well, you know, you could come too. And she goes, oh, are you guys touching down in Chicago? And I said, as it happens, we are. And we had a three-hour layover in Chicago. We have a three-hour layover in Chicago. We have not gone yet. And she said, oh, maybe I should come and meet you guys at the airport and we can hang out, because three-hour layovers is plenty of time to have coffee and hang out.
Totally.
Right? And because I was at my computer when we were chit-chatting, I happened to look up what it would cost for Megan to fly from Chicago to White Plains with us. And it was incredibly reasonable. And I said, well, you could come to Rhinebeck with us. It's only going to be this much. And she said, are you kidding? And I said, not at all. And then she kind of went, but the hotel room. And I said, oh, the hotel room. Now, if you'll remember, Lisa got
Twisted Stitches
71, and we'll link to her in the show notes. She's a good friend of ours, and she got us a fantastic rate at one of the Marriotts for Sock Summit. Mm-hmm. So I asked her if she would be willing to do the same for Rhinebeck. And she said, yeah, absolutely. I just need this and this and this. And I said, awesome. So the this and this and this all got to her, and
I'm assuming not your firstborn.
No, not this time. Maybe for the next one. But we got a fantastic rate at a hotel, and I told Megan, I said, well, this is, you know, what our hotel's going to cost. And she goes, are you kidding? And so Megan from Stitch It will be joining us at Rhinebeck.
Yay.
And she'll be bunking with us, too. So it really will be an adventure. It'll be super fun. We will be doing a meet and greet. possibly with some swag. I have to work out both the location, the time, and the swag, but hopefully by episode 69, we'll have that all worked out. And, yeah.
Not 84 pounds of swag again.
No. We're going to do different swag, slightly amended swag, because we are going cross-country for this one. So yeah, we will be at Rhinebeck in October. If you're an East Coast listener or if you're going to be at Rhinebeck, keep your eyes peeled. You know how to find us.
Yes, Jasmine is the one with the bright pink hair, and generally I'm only within arm's length of her.
Yep, and we both have the vests that we're going to be wearing. So we'll be marked with Knit More Girls vests. I hope it's cool enough to wear them. But anyway, so excited. Let's talk about some actual knitting. But first, a quick word from our sponsors.
VerenaKnitting.com has had a makeover. Come see our chic new look. Take our navigation out for a spin or page through our gorgeous summer issue. We hope you'll introduce yourself in our forums and find out more about what's going on at Vereda by reading our blog, Knititude. We still have those hard-to-find European yarns in our shop and, new, every day we offer a pattern from our collection for free download. As a special offer to celebrate our new site, all new subscribers get a bonus issue. That's 5 issues for the price of 4. Plus, subscribers get 10 bonus patterns per issue and access to exclusive features. Come see for yourself at VerenaKnitting.com. So, let's talk about what we are knitting.
So, what are you working on this week?
I am working on the sock we're reviewing.
Okay.
So, it's a vanilla sock out of the Super Boo.
Mm-hmm.
By
Kelly Dyes.
Yes.
And Kelly Dyes is spelled a funny way, just so you know.
Yeah, I had a hard time figuring out how it's pronounced.
We'll link to it in the show notes, just
Very
like everything
good.
Else.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us, how did you like knitting with it?
Well, we're going to do that in the review segment, actually.
Oh.
So talk about something else.
That's it.
That's all you've been working on all week?
Yeah.
Really?
It's fine yarn.
Okay.
And, on an aside, the group who's trying to knit 52 pairs of socks mm-hmm. in a year?
Mm-hmm.
Ambitious.
It's very ambitious.
Yeah.
That's one of the words we used to describe it, I believe. One of the other ones was crazy.
We knit a lot of socks?
I don't think. I mean, other than college.
This is too much for me.
Yeah. I'm not trying. That's the whole thing. But on the Stash and Burn board, they're doing Nano Suemodo, which is knit a sweater every month, dough. I don't know what it stands for because I don't remember, but they're trying to, like, one sweater a month I think is doable, but I think I've only knit like 3 or 4 this year, and it's August.
I like the idea, but if something goes wrong and something happens, then it totally kills your mojo.
Well, in college, I used to keep track of what I finished mm-hmm. on my calendar. So I had the pretty standard student calendar, which had the month in view on one page. And then each week had its own, like, 2 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And on the month page, I had, when I'd finish a project, I'd write down what it was and then write it in the side of the columns so that I could see how much stuff I got done
mm-hmm.
over the school year as far mm-hmm. as my knitting was concerned. And I actually did a lot. And that was a nice way of tracking it. And the one feature I think I would like to see on Ravelry
mm-hmm.
is I would like to see a calendar feature.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Where it notes when you start stuff and when you cast stuff off. Like, maybe have them be in 2 different colors. But, you know, I'm sure Casey doesn't have enough on his plate that, you know, my whims should be.
You know how when you don't exercise for some time and you go back on, it sort of
Mocks you? Yes.
I think I would like to see that.
Ravelry mockery?
Like, some blogs have bars on the side that show what you're working on and how much the progress is.
Mm-hmm.
And your sign-in page would be nice if it had something like that and then it heckled you. Oh, you haven't worked on this in a month and a half. Or my sock summit sock.
Mm-hmm.
I finished knitting it last week.
Mm-hmm.
But all that was left was to do the knitted bind-off and then weave in the ends.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how far that has been progressed.
mm-hmm. I don't think I'd want Ravelry to heckle me. I have a lot of UFOs on there. I don't think they have the bandwidth to heckle me. Like, to be honest, me individually, I don't think there's enough bandwidth in the world. But yeah, that's what I have listeners for, who are like, oh my gosh.
And your mom.
And my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been knitting, and I've been so inspired. Despite the fact that it's 100 degrees outside this week, I have been so inspired. So I am working on my Tangled Yoke cardigan, which on my show notes that I've got my stuff outlined, I have little hearts around it because that's how I feel about this sweater. I am really, really enjoying the knitting. I'm finding it to be very compelling knitting,
mm-hmm.
which I think I might have said last week, but the same stands. So I finished the body up to the underarms a few nights ago, and I started my sleeves two at once on doing magic loop, and they're almost there. I'm showing Mom. They're like 14 inches long a piece. And despite the fact that I'm knitting it on fours in light sport weight yarn, it's going really fast. And I'm really enjoying the process, and I think this yoke sweater thing might have something to it.
Mm-hmm. So it basically plants itself on your lap and says, knit me.
Well, and for me, it's like the next milestone. So the next increase, the next decrease, whatever it is. I just want to get to that point.
It's just sitting on your lap and purring.
It is. And the yarn is nice. I have to say, this is my Tallulah handspun. And I'm really enjoying working with it. And working with handspun has its own unique pleasure. Like, there's really something to working with lovely handspun. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in a little bit. But I'm really, really enjoying it. And I think I might finish it for, like, this week. Because I should be able to... I was telling Andrew this morning that I should be able to finish the sleeves and attach them to the body before we go to knitting today. I'm hoping. So that I can keep going. But, I mean, what contributed to it was I spent 2 hours on the phone with IT at work. And I had my Tangled Yoke cardigan with me, so I worked on the body. I think I put like an inch and a half on the body while I was on the phone with tech support, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you always have knitting in your bag, it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Totally.
Yeah. You're really not working on anything else?
Not knitting, no.
Oh. What have you been working on that's not knitting? That's related.
Sewing.
Oh, what are you sewing?
And that.
Is your when knitting attacks? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's that in the bag? That doesn't look like your sock.
That's the Frog Tree
uh-huh.
alpaca origami sweater.
Are you not working on that?
I worked on last weekend and haven't touched since you handed me this.
Ah, yes. That's right. Sorry. My bad. Eh. Well, I have cast on a pair of socks because we had some needles to review, which we'll do, I think, next week.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Signature needles. Signature was nice enough to send us a set to review, so we'll talk about that next week. But
oh, and the accident that happened at Sock Summit where somebody impaled herself
mm-hmm.
was not with Signature needles.
Well, that would have been a pity because they cut them off with bolt cutters.
Yeah, and I don't know why you would cut them off with bolt cutters instead of just pulling it out.
Okay, this is not a medical podcast. That's where we're going to stop.
Yes.
But I wanted to test those, so I looked through Sock Innovations because Kathy, who is Signature Needles, said they're especially good for twisted stitches.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, all right, I want something with a lot of twisted stitches. And so I cast on a pair of the Rick socks, which are basically like spiraling lace and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So I cast those on, and I'm knitting those out of a Verb for Keeping Warm's 70% superwash merino, 30% silk. And the color is Indigo Blue Sky. And I did make some changes to the pattern. I actually cast on 48 stitches because it's a slightly thicker sock yarn on size 2 needles because that's what size they sent us. And the indigo really does come off on your hands, but it doesn't stain them. So, like, when I was done working on the socks, I looked at my hands and they looked a little blue, bluer than normal, perhaps. And I went and washed my hands and it came right off. But the color is just so pretty and the yarn is just so nice. So I'm enjoying that tremendously. But yeah, the pattern calls for 60 stitches on, I think, size zeros. And yeah.
So the indigo came off on your hands.
Yep, from her hands to mine.
That too. And there's an interesting bit of historical trivia.
Mm-hmm. I think you already talked about the indigo.
To her.
Oh, yeah.
Not on the air.
Well, then you should mention it.
Yes. So when the European explorers were traveling in the Sahara Desert,
mm-hmm.
they thought they had discovered a new race of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they knew about white and black and red and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they had discovered a race of blue people
mm-hmm.
because the Tuareg wore stuff that was indigo dyed
mm-hmm.
and the turbans and robes left color on their skin, so they had this bluish tone to their skin. And mm-hmm. in the Sahara Desert, you know they're not blue from the cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they weren't a blue race of people. The indigo had left pigment on their skin.
That happens to me sometimes with new genes.
Mm-hmm. And this is your totally useless but semi-related historical piece of historical trivia.
Exactly.
I love historical trivia.
It's fun.
The more useless, the better.
Yeah. So the tangled yoke cardigan for me, since you don't have any more knitting to talk about, I have inspiration to talk about. And I think you can weigh in on this, because this morning we had a chat that we're gonna share with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm inspired to knit yoke sweaters. So I dug around on Ravelry, as one is ought to do, you know, when you want to look for something and you're not quite sure exactly what you want to knit, but you mm-hmm. have an idea. So I was sifting around and filtering and sorting and hunting and pecking and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, this is good, this is good. So I queued up some pretty ones, but I wasn't super inspired. And so I turned on the discussion radar where you can just see what's going on. And this is how I've joined a couple of the groups that I'm in, is that I see the messages scrolling by and I'm like, oh, this looks interesting. So I think it's a neat feature. And someone's Ravatar scrolls up. And I said, that's the sweater I want to knit. So I stopped. And this is Reen Bean's Ravatar, which I will link to in the show notes. And she knit the most beautiful yoke sweater. And it's two colors. And she did hers in like lime green and navy. And it doesn't look traditional, but it's stunning and gorgeous and looks super fun to knit. So I have a fleece coming from... Oh, and not only do I want to knit yoke sweaters, I want to knit them all out of hand spun. That's the other, like, a little ambitious side. So the brown fleece I got at the wool auction a couple weeks ago, once it's processed and comes back to me, I think the body of the sweater is going to be that chocolate brown, mm-hmm. and the yoke is going to be like an oatmeal color.
Oh.
So I think it'll be pretty. We'll see.
Do you have oatmeal fleece?
I found some. So.
Okay, very good. Along the same lines...
Mm-hmm.
I was noodling around on Ravelry this morning, and Notions magazine has the new issue up,
mm-hmm.
and I looked at it and queued.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I want to knit soonest, mm-hmm. and surprise, surprise, it's a yoke sweater.
Is it really?
It is. And it has lace going up the side.
Cool.
Which I thought was delicate and feminine and just so chic. And we have to put the name in the show notes.
I'll link to it.
Because off the top of my head, I can't remember what it was.
I'll dig it up.
Also, she was talking about a book that she's reviewing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said the book had handspun, patterns for handspun yarn. And... they had each item made out in hand spun,
mm-hmm.
and not everybody is into spinning their own yarn or purchasing hand spun.
Yeah, of course.
So they had each one done in hand spun and commercially bought yarn.
How smart is that?
That's brilliant, yes. And we were looking at, what was the pattern we printed out for ourselves today?
Oh, you just give me 1 minute. That's the Sunrise Circle cardigan, mm-hmm. by Kate Gilbert.
And you were talking about wanting to knit it out of which one of your hand spuns?
So, Carolina Homespun carries this... it's kind of a cross between, like, a roving and a bat, if you ask me. Because it's not quite roving, but it's not quite a bat.
Roving, bat. Would that make it a brat?
I like it. The brat. But it doesn't have good connotations. We'll work it out. So, anyway, so this is from Crosspatch Creations, and... they're basically blended with this beautiful, beautiful stuff. So it's not the same at all. Like, there's different colors and different textures, and some of them have silk noil and some neps and some short bits, but you can spin them in so they look cool. And it kind of looks The one I have is Rhiannon's Fire, which is oranges and reds and really, really fun. And Mom bought some, too, for me to spin for her a while back, which is still sitting, waiting to be spun. But anyway, that's the red. Carolina Homespun.
Oh.
Yep. I'll pull it out when we're done recording so you can be reacquainted with it. But Mom's is kind of the color of Persian carpets, where it's that deep burgundy red with little bits of blues and little bits of gold. So it's really stunning. And I think it'll spin up kind of heathered. But I was thinking about it, and I was going through my brain and kind of thinking, like, what could I make out of this? And I saw someone's Sunrise Circle jacket on Ravelry again. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, that would be great to knit out of handspun because it's a simple shape. And, like, with the tweediness, it'll just look interesting. So I'm going to measure out the yardage on that.
So you will be knitting it out of handspun. I thought I'm knitting it out of commercial yarn.
We'll work it out.
Okay.
This is just this morning's discussion.
The color of Persian carpets, yeah, I think, is commonly known as turkey red, mm-hmm, because, again, historical trivia, mm-hmm, when Oriental carpets, mm-hmm, or Persian carpets were first brought to England and the United States, mm-hmm, they were known as Turkey rugs, as in rugs from Turkey, not turkey as in the bird.
Ah.
And there are a number of paintings that feature Oriental rugs, mm-hmm, and, well, rugs from the Middle East, not from the Orient. Mm-hmm. And so the pictures, the paintings that have the rugs generally have red rugs, and so it's known as Turkey rugs and Turkey red.
Cool.
So.
Interesting.
I thought so. Thank you for agreeing.
Definitely. Okay, so no more knitting for this week, but, okay, you know, I think we'll have more next week.
We had problems with our map.
Oh, yeah, our map got deleted on accident. I think someone just accidentally went to do something and wiped out all the people who'd put their locations on the map. So I'll link to the map in the show notes, and if you would be kind enough to put yourself on there again, that would be totally rad.
Yes, I was so disappointed. I used to look at, I like to look at the map every day, mm-hmm, and when there's more than one person in close proximity,
yep, they get clustered.
It turns into a blueberry-colored cluster, mm-hmm, and it was starting to look like a beautiful blueberry basket, and I was so disappointed when it disappeared. So please, go back in, look at it, and if you accidentally got deleted, and it wasn't us doing it.
No, it just happens. Sometimes it happens.
It might be a website glitch. Mm-hmm. So please, put yourself back.
Awesome.
Yes.
Mom is pleading with you. Alrighty, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors.
Abstract Fiber is pleased to announce Macho Socks. Now available on our website, abstractfiber.com. Customers can order any color sock yarn they like in a 150-gram skein. 50% more yarn means Macho Socks provide enough yarn for most men's socks and cost less than buying a whole extra skein. Sasquatch may still need to. We've also added an option to order triple skeins for those larger shawl or sweater projects. No knots means fewer ends to work in and more continuous knitting pleasure. As always, free shipping on orders over $100 in the U.S. and Canada at abstractfiber.com. This week on Mother Knows Best, we're going to talk about finding time for knitting. So, Yessi, when do you have time to knit? When do you knit?
Well, my knitting time is not as much affected as other people's are. I work full-time, and I have a house, and I keep the house pretty tidy. So those things take time as well, and they take time away from knitting. But I think it's important to talk about, like, the small places and the small times you find to knit, because that's really where I get most of my knitting done, is when I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, when I was on the phone with IT, that could have been two very frustrating hours. And because I had knitting in my purse, I actually got to knit because my phone is, you know, I have a headset phone at work. And while IT was figuring out what was wrong with my computer, I was just knitting away at my sweater and answering their questions as they had it.
And I'm sure it made you much easier to deal with than if you didn't have knitting in your hands.
It does. And I mean, all the typical places to knit are, you know, in the waiting room, at doctor's appointments, and in the car when you're waiting to get your kids. But that's the whole thing is that, I mean, one time I was stuck in a traffic accident on 880, and which is a notoriously bad freeway for traffic. And we were parked. My car was in park on the freeway for 45 minutes. And my girlfriend was in the car with me, and we ended up knitting while we were in traffic, just chit-chatting while we waited for the accident to clear up. So I think it's always good to have a book and knitting in your car in the event of, like, a breakdown mm-hmm. or a horrendous traffic accident that you end up waiting for, but don't knit in the car.
While you're driving.
Yeah, that's not safe.
No, not safe.
It's not a time saver. But yeah, there's a lot of other places where you could find it. How about yourself? You had small kids, and you never... I never didn't see you with something in your hands, so...
doctor's offices at the park, at school waiting to pick my children up. Mm-hmm. Also, at night, mm-hmm. Watching TV.
Yeah, but we didn't watch that much TV growing up.
No, you didn't watch TV. You guys went to bed at a decent hour, and mm-hmm. When you guys were in bed and your dad and I watched TV, then that's where the knitting came out. And I don't know if you remember, but I always had a basket next to the couch yeah. with mending and knitting in it. Mm-hmm. Right now, obviously, I don't have small children. I find that I like to have a sock in a project bag hanging next to my computer mm-hmm. because Ravelry is taking up a lot of my time.
And it really is.
Yeah. And I find that I'm getting quite a bit of knitting done while I'm noodling around on Ravelry. Mm-hmm. Now, one feature I would like to have mm-hmm. or a gadget is a mouse that I can use with my toes.
They actually have one. I'll link to it in the show notes. The only reason I haven't tried it is because it's a $200 mouse.
Never mind.
Well, I think if enough of us go in and talk to the company and say knitters everywhere could use this, we might be able to. But it's for people who have disabilities or like repetitive stress injuries, I think.
How about the ball mouse? You have a ball mouse.
I do.
Could you use that with your toes?
I'll try. I'll let you guys know how that works next week. But the whole thing is this comes from one of the Bring It On. A lot of our segments have been inspired by the Bring It On listener suggestions things. Mm-hmm. And even though we haven't done a Bring It On in a couple of weeks, we've actually been peppering in the listener suggestions mm-hmm. in our segments when we were kind of short on ideas. And you guys have the best ideas. So this was inspired by Prime Number and Blue Sky 59, who wanted to know where we find all this time to knit and what slips through the cracks because we're knitting. What aren't we doing if we're knitting? And I don't want to sound like an overachiever, but I'm not letting a whole lot slip. But I also have a really active husband. So it's not just me. We don't have kids yet. We just have the dogs who require their own time, but they're not as demanding as kids. But the one thing I did want to talk about is you don't have to let housework slip in order to sit and get knitting done. Do you want to talk about...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Why don't you talk about that?
Routines are really important. Mm-hmm. And picking up after yourself immediately. Mm-hmm. Because if you pick stuff up immediately, then you don't have this pile of disaster. Mm-hmm. And I remember your dad coming home from work mm-hmm. and seeing me sitting there knitting, and he says, "You're knitting." I said, "Yeah." Dinner is ready. The house is clean. I've done everything I needed to do. And now I'm sitting and knitting. Mm-hmm. And so I would get my stuff done. And I don't believe in working 8 hours keeping house. Mm-hmm. Not that anybody has time. Mm-hmm. But if you keep up with stuff and clean up little messes and not let them grow into huge mountains, it's mm-hmm. much better. And also, good time to do bursts of chores mm-hmm. or little bits of straightening up is if you watch TV during the commercials. Mm-hmm. That has two benefits. You get something cleaned up and put away, and you get to move, and you don't freeze in the same position.
That's very Carson approved. It's ergonomically approved.
Very ergonomic, yes.
Yeah, so on that same token, that's part of my Jasmine 2009 thing, is if I see something sitting on the table, if I see dishes in the sink, instead of going, oh, I should wash the dishes later, I go, oh, I should wash the dishes now.
The do-it-now principle.
The do-it-now principle. And I did a huge house cleaning binge thing this week, and Andrew and I have now decided that we are committed to keeping the house clean, and as soon as shoes come off, they get put away. As soon as we get home from work, the briefcases and backpacks and things get put away.
Mm-hmm.
The table stays clear because once you're done with a dish, you put it straight in the dishwasher as opposed to just leaving it in the sink. And these things, initially getting it set up and setting up these routines and getting in the habits of doing it right away, it's really hard to start. But once you've got it, you've got it. And that's the whole thing, is you just have to remind yourself, I need to stick with it. And if you need something to get you through, when I'm doing housework, I listen to podcasts. When I'm doing dishes, I listen to podcasts. When I'm sweeping, or the only time I can't listen is when I'm vacuuming. But that's a noise issue. But anyway, it is possible to do it. Now, when you have small kids, it's harder, especially if you're a single parent. And we know we have a lot of those listening because you guys tell us that you're single parents. So do you want to talk about, because I have no experience with trying to do this stuff around having kids and raising kids and working. But you did.
Yes.
So why don't you talk about that?
We had routines in place. And breakfast got eaten. And did you guys used to make your beds?
We did when I was in high school. We didn't make our beds before that, but we did do dishes for a while.
Yeah, so when I get up, the bed gets made immediately.
And I think that's a really good thing to do, because having a made bed makes the room look so much cleaner. Just that one small thing. The rest of your room can be a complete sty, but if the bed's made, it looks a million times better.
Yeah, and I don't do hospital corners.
No. We just straighten the sheets and make it all pretty. And if I'm in a good mood, I'll do, you know, hospital-style corners. But usually I don't. So
And I don't believe in wait. I never believed in waiting on my children. And from the time you guys were old enough to do stuff, you participated in the upkeep and running of the household. And you guys folded laundry and set the table and did dishes. And doing dishes is a really good time for children and adults to bond. It's not a bad thing.
Yep.
And I believe in doing a lot of upkeep as opposed to horrendous cleaning sessions.
Yeah.
So generally, if I'm up on my game, one bathroom gets sprayed and wiped down, and the toilet gets swished and wiped down every other day. And if you wipe down your bathroom every other day,
it doesn't ever get bad.
It doesn't get that bad. No. Yeah.
So it's the whole pocket change adds up to a lot of money principle. And what I wanted to say is, sometimes the way I watch some TV shows is I'll put laundry in the washer and laundry in the dryer, and I'll do a couple of loads of laundry a day. But as soon as the dryer pings, like, I have a timer on my phone I set for when the dryer goes off, so I can pull the laundry out of the dryer while it's hot, toss it on the bed, straighten out the clothes, and then fold clothes. But while I'm doing that, I'm putting in something on TV in the bedroom. And I will only watch that while I'm folding laundry.
That works for some people.
And it doesn't work for other people.
I get sucked into the TV and nothing gets done.
Ah, well, see, I also, when I'm doing a big cleaning session or when I'm purging my stash or doing things like that, I'll put in a DVD of a TV show and work through one DVD and then declare myself done for the day.
Do a podcast, or I listen to music. For house cleaning, I like something really kicky. I like country western, but it doesn't work as well for house cleaning. I think for cleaning, if you have something upbeat with a dance rhythm, that is more conducive to moving fast and, I don't know, mopping faster.
Yeah. So this ended up being more about how to make your routines work for you. But the one thing is when you have a routine and you've made your house tidy. Because the whole thing is living in a tidy house is a pleasure all in itself. You know, it's nice to be able to have people come over and just not have to do more than, in our case, a little light vacuuming.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always dog hair. But once you have your routine set in place and once you've got the bulk of the big stuff handled and behind you because you're doing it in small bites, then you find this time to knit.
We also have 3 blocks of time per week where we really do.
We have a knitting group that we go
knitting
to.
Knitting group.
Yeah.
So Wednesday nights we go to knitting after work.
Yep.
And then Saturdays, if we can manage,
yep,
we hang out with our knitting group and we knit while we're recording. I knit while we're recording. Are you knitting?
Please.
You're knitting. There you are.
So there you go.
Okay.
It's harder to find time when you're a single parent, and especially if you're a single working parent. So just try and sneak it into the small places. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah,
so
the children's dad worked very hard when the kids were little.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't working outside the house a whole lot. I always had a part-time job of some sort or another. Mm-hmm. But that was very part-time. And I did a lot of volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
But keeping house and taking care of the kids was really my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really pitch in with that.
Well, because he worked super long hours.
He worked really long hours, and he worked 6 days a week.
Yeah.
So I didn't really expect him to participate.
Yeah.
But you guys did.
Yeah, we did.
And I did knit while you guys were little.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So there's time. Try and find those times where, you know, the small times. So nap time is also a great time to knit. But anyway, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. This week, we've been inspired by Fair Isle at Pearlescence Yarns. Nathania cast on her Vancouver 2010 Olympic sweater, designed by Dale of Norway. The fall books from Dale feature beautifully simple, classic Scandinavian designs for the whole family. Sandy cast on the Kindle scarf from Fiona Ellis's inspired Fair Isle book in Frog Tree Alpaca Sport. Fair Isle's everywhere this fall. How will it inspire you? Let's talk about the contest a little bit. We ended up with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom and I were talking about what to do for contests, and Mom said, why don't we do a contest to find contests?
Mm-hmm.
So if you'll go in our Ravelry group, there's a thread that's titled Contest, because I was feeling particularly creative. And what we want is your suggestions for contests or whatever, or maybe some redos of contests you've liked before.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing another Do Some Good contest this winter, so that is coming. We had that planned in a while ago, but go ahead and put your suggestions in that thread. We'll take the ones we use, and if we use your contest idea, we'll send you a prize.
I really liked some of the suggestions I've seen so far.
Yeah.
Knitters in the Wild taking pictures of people knitting in strange places. I thought it was just so funny.
I think that's a great... There were a couple of really good mm-hmm. ideas. So we are excited about that. Please do send in your suggestions. You can email them to us as well, but make sure that you attach your email address to your comment if you do it on the show notes, because if you don't, I can't get a hold of you. And that would make me a sad panda. So do participate in the contest. I'll add the link in the show notes. And if you are not already part of our Ravelry group, do join. We love seeing new people in our group. It's fun.
It's when knitting attacks.
So I haven't sewn in a long time and I miss sewing. So I thought I'd dust off my sewing machine and knit you some more project bags. No, sew you some more project bags.
Nice.
And I haven't sewn in such a long time, I forgot part of my regular setup.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there fighting with the machine, and I noticed that usually I have 2 phone books in my chair,
mm-hmm.
so I can actually look down on my sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to dig out the phone books to give myself a raised seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like basting.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm doing quilting,
mm-hmm.
but I grabbed the wrong spray glue.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
What were you doing with the spray glue?
Oh, I was layering batting and backing and top fabric
mm-hmm.
so I could quilt.
Yeah.
Do some free motion quilting.
Mm-hmm.
Got the wrong glue.
Oh, no.
Gunked up the needle terribly, and with a gunked up needle, it tears the thread. So I was re-threading. And I thought, wait. I have sewer's aid. Sewer's aid makes the thread slick and less sticky. That helped.
Okay.
But I think I haven't sewn in such a long time. Anything that could go wrong did go wrong.
Oh, dear.
And I got tired of it, and so I would try to sew for 15 minutes, and something would happen. And I'd say, okay, that's enough for right now, and leave it and come back sometime later. So it has, that's why you don't have any new project bags, Lovey.
Yep, it's okay. Oh, I actually do have some knitting attacks, but it's more like when word problems attack. So I've been just manically knitting on this Tangled Yoke cardigan. And I made an oops when I was reading the directions, and it wasn't a tragic oops. I did one increase a little early. And, you know, that's not the end of the world. So what I realized is that sometimes knitting directions are written like math problems that are word problems. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when a pattern says increase every... So you do an increase round, and then it says increase every eighth ground three times. Well, does that mean a total of three times, or does that mean three times on top of the previous one, so really four times? And some patterns are really good about saying a total of four increases or a total of three increases. So, and while this pattern is written really well, and I haven't found any errata or any complaints about how it's written, because, of course, I checked for errata before I started. And the one thing that I decided I would do as I was going after I did that first oops is because I'm working on the sleeves now, I made sure to make sure that the number of stitches increased matched the total number. So if I was like, is this a total of seven increases or eight increases? Well, let's see what the finished stitch count is, and let's see what the beginning stitch count is.
Oh, good.
So that's how I figured out how to sidestep that particular issue on these sleeves. But the other thing I wanted to mention is that highlighters are your friend. Because this sweater is written for, I think, six sizes or eight sizes, a lot of sizes. And if you're not paying, like, 100% of your attention to your pattern, it's really easy to get off. And because I'm a fan, I love pens and I love stationery and I also love highlighters. So I have a pack of, I think, eight highlighters that are all the same highlighter but in different colors. And so I highlight things like my stitch count, how long it's supposed to be, and then in a different highlighter color, I highlight those treacherous at the same times.
Oh, good idea. I know, good idea.
Right? So that's how to avoid a little knitting heartbreak.
How to outsmart the directions?
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, we talked about reading the directions all the way through, but it's really easy to forget the at the same times. So I think if you're, even if you don't highlight anything else, the at the same times will save you. And if you want to be a little extra OCD like I am, you put a star at where the at the same times start so that you know where to refer back to, like in music where you have codas and things. So there you go. That's your one knitting attacks for the week. Alrighty, so this week we have another sock yarn to review. I have to say, it was Mom's great idea to do a review a week, and I'm really enjoying it. And I really like the way we've been doing it, too. Do you want to tell them how we've been doing it?
We're working really hard knitting as fast as we can each a sock out of a pair.
Yep.
So we can do a review.
Yep.
Which takes over all of our knitting time, almost.
Well, for you.
For me.
This week. Because you've never had a problem working on multiple socks before. But this week we're reviewing the Kelly Dyes Super Boo. It's a... Why don't you read the label?
65% superwash merino, 35% bamboo. Recommended needle size US 0 to 3 and approximately 550 yards. That's a lot of yarn.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the yardage is good, as Mom just noted. The blend is a wool bamboo blend, which she also mentioned. Now, here is where you have to understand mine and Mom's biases. I don't particularly care for working with bamboo, and here's why. And even bamboo blends, I'm kind of iffy on. So our review will be colored by this a bit. So with that in mind, if you like working with bamboo, I think you'll like working with this yarn. The issue I have with bamboo is that it doesn't have enough give. And I've done the only other bamboo blend yarn I've worked with is the Pagewood Farms Yukon, which I bought a year and a half ago, and I knit a pair of socks.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing is, I didn't really dig working with that either, and it's a nice yarn, and they're both nice yarns. So the Superboot is really nice, too, in the same way that the Yukon mm-hmm. was nice. But they don't have the give that merino nylon socks have, and I'm not sure what about the bamboo makes that different, because nylon, I mean, it's basically a nylon substitute, right? The bamboo, to make it long-wearing. And I'll tell you, my Yukon socks have worn like nobody's business. So
I don't know if I've ever worked with bamboo before.
You've worked with bamboo yarn, haven't you?
Just straight up? I don't remember.
Oh, well. So bamboo doesn't have a ton of give. So having said that, you know how we feel about yarns with very little give. I don't often work with cotton because of this.
Mm-hmm.
So the colors are lovely. Kelly's colors are just unparalleled. I really like them. I actually have a few skeins of her lace yarn to work with. She does solar dyeing, which is super interesting. And I'll link to her website so you can read about it there. But mm-hmm. the colors are nice. This is, she calls it Blue Corn Moon.
I think it's beach glass.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I really like the color. Turquoise and green and flashes of white with a little bit of brown.
Yeah, like sandy-colored brown. Mm-hmm. Wet sand. So I really like the colors. It's not my favorite yarn to work with, but it's a nice yarn. The only hang-up for me is the bamboo. And if you need more give in your yarns, I would work with something else. It's really fine, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's not splitty. It's not, we haven't hit any knots, which is really excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of good qualities, but I'm not sold on bamboo blend yarns is really what it comes down to.
It's soft. It's shiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty.
And it'll stay shiny after you wash it because my other bamboo socks are still shiny. So
it's too thin for me to comfortably work on. I usually work with zeros,
mm-hmm.
and I find this challenging.
Really?
Yeah.
What's challenging about it?
It's so fine.
Okay.
The yarn is so fine.
But the upside of that is that with being that fine, you're going to be able to wear them in regular shoes more. And I have to say, I kind of like that. I don't mind sock yarns that are on the finer side. Like Lisa Souza's new BFL sock mm-hmm. is on the finer side.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that. And I think, especially when knitting men's socks, I find that knitting them fine tends to be more successful. Andrew's finer socks, the ones he wears the most. So yeah. I liked it. I didn't think it's a bad yarn. I just, bamboo blends are not my thing. And in my heart of hearts, I was really hoping that this would convert me
mm-hmm.
to like the bamboo blends. So,
also, another problem I've been having with it is...
Well, that was the betraying ball of yarn from last week.
Yeah, and I think...
That's more user.
It needs to be knitted from the outside rather than a center pull.
No, was my ball binder betraying me.
Oh, okay.
I had a beautiful ball of silk that had to be rewound because it was dreadfully tangled on the inside because my ball winder has decided it hates me. So the yarn is not tangly by itself. It's my betraying. Oh, ball winder.
Okay, so it's your equipment that's at fault.
It's user error, not the yarn. So
it's really nice yarn, but I'm really not enjoying working with it.
I think she has either a merino nylon blend or just a merino sock yarn, too, which has the same lovely colors. But this one just, it's not my thing. But I've also heard on the upside for people who do like bamboo or people who have temperature modulation issues,
mm-hmm.
sometimes due to age mm-hmm. and changes of life, I've heard that bamboo wicks really nicely and will keep you cool. So you still get the upside of having all the good sides of wool, which are many. And of course, if you're knitting, you probably like wool, but also the wicking properties of bamboo. So
yeah, I think my reasons for not liking it is personal bias, and it's too fine for me to mm-hmm. enjoy.
Yep.
And it's not a quality issue.
Yeah.
It's a personal preference issue.
Yeah. So I think to sum up,
mm-hmm.
it's lovely.
It is.
It's good quality.
It is.
You get a lot of yardage for your buck.
You get excellent yardage.
And it's just not our thing. Because I think that's valid, too, to be able to say, because I feel like we're kind of panning it in a way because we don't like the bamboo. And that's not the case.
Yeah, I feel bad about it. Usually if something doesn't live up to my standards, mm-hmm. I have no problem bashing it.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the case.
That's not the case. No, I think this is my personal bias.
So we like it, but it's not 100% our thing. Like, all the important parts that I feel the review needs to have, like, mm-hmm. it's good quality, the colors are good, there's no knots,
mm-hmm.
all of these things, not splitty,
mm-hmm.
all are the big hit points when we're doing reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time we've been like, well, we like everything else about it except for the bamboo. So, yeah.
And we are going to make a swatch of this, too, and keep it.
Yeah.
So we can give you updates on
how it washes
and wears.
Exactly. So everything's good about it. If you like bamboo blends, you'll really like this yarn, I think. If you're more like us and you have, for me, it's repetitive strain issues, and for mom, it's just general aging and joint issues. You may not like working with it as much as something that's more elastic, but yeah.
Young whippersnappers, give it a try. It's lovely.
Definitely. So there you are. Kelly Dyes. I'll link to it in the show notes. This week, we'd like to thank show sponsors Abstract Fibers, Pearlescence Yarns, Verena Knitting, our supporters, but most importantly, you, the listeners. Everything we've talked about in this week's episode can be found on the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirls.blogspot.com, and you can send your comments, questions, feedback, all of that to us at knitmoregirls@yahoo.com. Please remember, if you haven't had a chance, to go put yourself on our listener map, which will be linked to at the show notes. And if you haven't already, please join our Ravelry group. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.